Jim McFarland Joliet believes in social work skills but never stop improving. Jim McFarland Joliet, aka Jim McFarland Frankfurt, discuss about the training in social work focuses on culturally sensitive practices and focuses on programs that are appropriate for the clients we serve and that value diverse perspectives and experiences. Moreover, social workers behave in a way that promotes social justice, protects children's rights and helps families to solve difficult situations in life. In short, K-12 education is beginning to develop into the idea that understanding an individual's needs, best through consideration of their social environment, has been central to social work for decades. By taking the time to look after themselves, social workers are able to provide the best services to their clients. When students have difficulties, they can help parents to help their children adapt to school. According to Jim McFarland Joliet, effective work with clients from different backgrounds requires that social workers respect and respond to cultural beliefs and practices. A strong understanding of their clients' social work skills enables them to provide their clients with what they need. One of the troubling mistakes that many social workers make when they start social work is to impose their own values on their clients and not respect self-determination. This mistake happens because the social worker does not clearly define his worldview and unconsciously projects his worldview onto the client's concerns. Social workers may also be too rigid in their own values and fail to recognize the differences between the views of their clients and those of their peers in other cultures. While some clients clearly express their needs and work towards a solution in a clearly focused manner, many others may have difficulty expressing themselves verbally, requiring the attentive social worker to read between the lines to interpret the thoughts and feelings being held. Social workers are very good at receiving and processing verbal information, but not so good at understanding it. In order for social workers to clarify their own values and those of their clients, it is essential to assess how these values contribute to the development of the relationship with the client and how their beliefs can negatively affect direct service. Social workers regularly receive feedback from clients, supervisors, and other sources about their performance. There is no substitute for self-confidence, but the ability to evaluate and improve one's performance while taking into account legitimate criticism and praise is an invaluable skill. Jim McFarland Joliet says involvement in professional self-care is an essential part of the delivery of social work, such as social media, social networks, and other forms of social interaction. Self-care is a combination of knowledge, skills, and attitudes, including personal and professional relationships, personal relationships with others, and social competence. Concern for your safety while you practice self-care, whether in your private, work, or professional life. Those of us who hold the honorable title of social worker and are considered indispensable must behave under the many hidden pressures that we face every day in this profession. Jim McFarland Joliet believes social workers wear many hats and need a well-rounded set of skills to succeed. Although it seems that the diversity of social work practice requires an almost unlimited range of knowledge and expertise, social workers can only work effectively if they develop a range of important skills. When you think about becoming a social worker, you can focus on developing the following skills, which are important for everyone in social work. Publicly, social workers could find themselves in alliances with veterans, the homeless population, or some of their own children. Privately, they could work with victims of sexual assault or even with the homeless. Unlike in rural areas, the urban environment offers continuous educational opportunities, including conferences attended by social workers. What urban environments offer is the opportunity for social workers to focus on one area while allowing referrals to other qualified people. Since social work is geared to the strengthening of individuals, families, and communities, religion and spirituality are inseparable elements when one considers the cultural competence of the social profession. With the growing diversity of social workers in the United States, students can develop their social work skills while attending university and working in a diverse environment with a variety of cultures, religions, ethnicities, and religious beliefs. Moreover, faith or spirituality can also be an integral part of the work experience and training of a social worker. From a culturally and spiritually competent perspective, When students of social work begin to practice in different urban individuals and communities, they have a better understanding of the cultural competences of their peers and their communities.